Now, this is interesting. Could God help you live longer? Could serving God actually help you live longer? And it turns out being religious might come with a longevity boost, and a new study suggests this. So the study, which analyzed the obituaries of more than 1,000 people across the U.S., found that people with a religious affiliation lived nearly 4 years longer on average than those without a religious affiliation. And the findings held even after the researchers took into account each person's biological sex and marital status, which, you know, are two factors that are known to influence lifespan. Indeed, women live about 4.8 years longer than men on average, but the effect of religion on lifespan came close to matching that. And that's what the researchers have said. So study lead author Laura Wallace, who's a doctoral student in psychology at The Ohio State University, said in a statement, quote, "Religious affiliation had nearly as strong an effect on longevity as gender does, which is a matter of years of life," end quote. So the study agrees with previous research linking religion with health benefits. So, for example, existing research has found that attending religious services is tied to a longer lifespan. But these earlier studies often use people's self-reports of service attendance, and it's unclear how accurate those reports are. I mean, you know, I'm sure if people ask you, do you go to church every week? Yeah, I go to church every week, and then maybe you don't, you know, who knows? But how can you really know? But in contrast, in this new study, religious affiliation was reported by the obituary writer. So still, the researchers noted that their study found only an association and did not determine whether being religious causes a boost in longevity or whether healthier people tend to be more religious. So, you know, it's the correlation doesn't mean causation kind of thing, but it might. So the study was published online on June 13th in the journal Social Psychology and Personal Science. Now, for the study, the researchers analyzed about 1,100, a little bit more than 1,000 obituaries from 42 major U.S. cities published online between 2010 and 2011. A person was determined to have a religious affiliation if the obituary mentioned religious activities. The researchers also noted the person's age, sex, marital status, as well as the number of social and volunteer activities listed. The researchers found that after taking into account sex and marital status, people with religious affiliation lived 3.8 years longer on average than those without a religious affiliation. And further analysis revealed that volunteering and involvement with social organizations explained part but not all of the link between religion and longevity. So lifestyle factors could have also helped explain this link. So, you know, there's many religions that have rules that restrict unhealthy practices like alcohol and drug use, and that might play a role in longevity. And the researchers have admitted to that. And in addition, study co-author Baldwin Way, who's an associate professor of psychology at Ohio State, is quoted as saying, quote, "Many religions promote stress-reducing practices that may improve health, such as gratitude, prayer, or meditation," end quote. However, the study was not able to assess lifestyle factors or stress-reducing practices based on the obituary report. So more research is needed to look at the role those factors play in the relationship between religion and longevity. But interestingly, the study also suggests that the overall level of religiosity in a city and how much residents in the city value conformity to social norms may also affect the link. So in highly religious cities where conformity to social norms was important, religious people tended to live longer than non-religious people. But in highly religious cities where conforming to social norms wasn't very important, non-religious people tended to live just as long as religious people did. So that's an interesting piece of information that the study found. The researchers called this a spillover effect, in which the positive health benefits of religion spill over into the non-religious population. So in other words, in these situations, non-religious people may be positively influenced by being in a religious environment without being religious themselves. And it could be due to effects of religion on mental and physical health in the community. But still, these findings are preliminary and need to be replicated in other studies. And the researchers have said that. So interesting study. I'm curious to know what you think. Make sure you leave a comment in the comment section below, whether you are viewing this on DTube, YouTube, or Facebook. Those are the three main places that we are now. But it is interesting because I would tend to think if you're around people and you're able to fellowship with other people, that could add to it. But maybe that's just with extroverted people. You know, there are lots of people, myself included, who are introverted, and not in the whiny high school goth way. That's not what I mean. But like, when you take like the big five psychological exam, you know, you get your five personality dimensions. One of them is introvertedness / extrovertedness, and I score really high in introvertedness, or you know, low on extrovertedness. So it would be interesting to see if that factors in at all. Maybe it's just for more extroverted people. Who knows?
You can help fight against censorship by making a one-time donation or setting up a monthly donation to Josh Peck Disclosure at joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. Or for as little as $1 a month, you can become a Peck patron by heading over to patreon.com/joshpeck. As a Peck patron, you will be entered into contests to have your content featured on the Josh Peck Disclosure homepage, contribute chapters to a collaborative book with Josh Peck, and win a special Josh Peck collection full of materials worth hundreds of dollars. Also, for as little as $3 a month, you will have access to free downloads of Josh Peck books, such as Quantum Creation, Cherubim Chariots, and more. Josh Peck Disclosure is viewer-funded. Head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com for more information. Right now, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com, the central hub for everything Josh Peck Disclosure. Every day, you'll get brand new videos, podcasts, updates, and more. Make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Also, make sure you click the bell and select the option to always be notified when a new video is released. Follow Josh Peck Disclosure on Twitter at jpdisclosure and get involved with the show on our official Facebook page at facebook.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Disclosure. If you're on Steemit and prefer DTube, follow Josh Peck at steemit.com/@Josh Peck and make sure to upvote all Josh Peck Disclosure DTube videos. Keep checking back at joshpeckdisclosure.com for news, information, updates, and more.